Welcome to Bree Outside, Yoga, Running, and Fitness. I'm Coach Brianna, and in today's episode, we're looking at 5 midday yoga moves to get energized. Just a quick disclaimer, remember, always consult with your doctor or a medical professional before beginning a new exercise routine or fitness program. There are risks of injury or death when participating in an exercise program. Just in case, you know, you didn't know, now you know. So 5 midday yoga moves to get energized. It usually happens around 2 or 3 o'clock. My eyelids get heavy, my head leans back as if reaching for the back of my chair, and my pillow is calling my name. I just want to take a nap. And while an afternoon nap on the weekend is a welcome treat, it's definitely a no-go Monday to Friday when I'm working my 8-to-5 desk job. So if this scenario sounds familiar to you, here's 5 moves that you can do to kind of wake up, get energized, and finish your afternoon strong. So all 5 of the moves we're going to talk about, they're all standing moves. So you can do them pretty much anywhere and anytime, you know, as long as your manager doesn't think it's weird you're doing yoga in your cubicle. Or maybe you're doing this at the cash register, you know? But just make sure to repeat poses 2 through 5. You can also repeat pose 1. So just repeat all of them on both sides. And then you're going to hold for at least 3 to 5 breaths. 5 to 10 breaths would also be good. But if you're in it for the bare minimum, 3 to 5 is fine. And if you want to see these poses, there's photos. If you go to the blog post has the same name, 5 midday yoga moves to get energized. And you can find it at breeoutside.com. That's BREOUTSIDE. So the first pose, it's mountain pose, which is one of the easiest yoga poses. So standing up, it's definitely a good way to start bringing energy back to the body and the mind. So stand tall with feet together or maybe hip width apart. Keep your arms down, palms face the opposite wall. Root down into all 4 corners of the feet and imagine a string is coming out the top of your head and like a puppeteer is pulling on it. Pose number 2, figure 4 chair pose. So we're going to wake up your legs and strengthen key muscles. This is also a good stretch for people sitting at desks or maybe on a couch for a long time. So from mountain pose, where we just were, you're going to bring your hands to prayer at your chest, and you're going to lift 1 foot off the floor, bending at the knee. Place the raised ankle over the opposite thigh above the opposite knee and sink the hips back, making sure to root down into all 4 corners of that grounded foot. Try to bring the thigh of the standing leg parallel with the floor and do not let your heel come up. You're also going to want to flex your foot that's off the ground, and if you can, try to fold deeper, bringing your chest and your heart down to meet your leg and bringing your armpits closer to your shin. Pose number 3, high lunge. Hips and leg muscles tend to get tight as we sit all day. And even, if you work a job where you're standing all day, I think it's also beneficial because you might have been leaning on one leg more than the other. Things can just get tight when we're in a static position, not moving all day. So this is a great pose to stretch hip flexors, and also you're going to engage most of your body, which will help wake you up. So high lunge, you're going to again begin in mountain pose, that first pose, and then lift 1 foot off the ground, bending at the knee, and then raising it towards your chest. So you're just lifting your foot with your knee at about a 90 degree angle. Lift your arms to the sky as you reach back with the lifted foot and you land on the ball of your foot. So that foot that you had at a 90 degree angle with your knee, you're going to bring it back and the ball of the foot's going to come on the ground behind you. Keep your hips squared to the front of the mat if you're on a mat, or to the opposite wall. And you're going to really reach tall with your arms and feel the energy rise from the ground up and out of your fingertips. With every exhale, sink deep into the front of the standing leg. And make sure that your knee is tracking properly over your toes and you're not letting it sway in or out. So if you're a little bit weak in the leg muscles, you might notice that your knee and your leg are leaning in or out. So watch that. So from high lunge, our fourth pose, it's high lunge with a twist. So adding a twist will help with building better balance and increasing energy, which is, you know, the goal of this short sequence. So from high lunge, bring your hands to prayer at your heart. Keep your legs where they are, and you're going to twist your torso towards your front leg, hooking your elbow to the outside of the front thigh. So if it feels okay on your neck, you can also gaze gently upwards. Pose number 5, tree pose. This is a really fun pose. A lot of people like doing this pose. Standing balances like tree pose. They require engagement throughout your entire body. So again, this is another good one to help you wake up. So you're not going to be in your twisted lunge or high lunge anymore. You're going to go back to mountain pose. And then once you're in mountain pose, again, you're going to lift one foot off the floor and place it on either the side of your calf or your inner thigh. But do not place it at the knee. Again, don't place it at the knee. So hands can be in prayer. They can be in cactus. With the elbows out wide, or you can raise them up straight over your head. So you're going to want to engage your core, drawing your navel into the spine, and stand tall and strong like a tree. So those are the 5 moves. Again, make sure to repeat on both sides. I'd love to hear what your favorite yoga moves are and which ones you find the most helpful. So please reach out to me on social media. I'm at BrieOutside on Twitter, at BrieOutside on Instagram, and you can find me at BrieOutside.com.